John Solomon. Welcome. He was also the formerly an executive and editor-in-chief at the Washington Times. And tell us, you also have Just the News, a new media outlet, and you launched it to address the growing need for fact-based, impartial news and compelling digital content. Again, it's justthenews.com, and you have really great investigative reports on there. I follow it almost every day.
Oh, thank you. So glad to join you all today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, where do we begin?
It's been a whirlwind 24 hours, hasn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, Rudy works with WABC radio. He's on every day from 3 to 4. And, we had to take a very careful look at it. You tell us what's going on in that. I understand that there's rumor around, that I heard, that some of the things they were looking for is communications between you and him.
Yeah, it's been publicly reported. I believe Bob Costello, his lawyer, has said that publicly. I have no knowledge of the subpoenas or grand jury search warrants and other things, but I've never been contacted by the FBI or the U.S. Attorney's Office. Though every day since this scandal broke, when people tried to discredit the accurate reporting about Joe Biden and his son, I have said to people, if anyone has a question, they may come and ask me, and I will be as open as I can as a journalist. And the fact of the matter is, Adam Schiff didn't do so when he leaked my phone records and assumed what the contacts were. The U.S. Attorney's Office hasn't come. The FBI hasn't come. They can contact my lawyer tomorrow, and I think they would learn a lot about the narrative that isn't in the public. There are people who have hijacked a narrative. There's this idea that, Rudy and I somehow worked together, and my goal was to get rid of his goal was to get rid of the ambassador to Ukraine. I began working on the Ukraine story for 6 months before I ever had a conversation with Rudy Giuliani about anything in the time frame when I was doing this. Some of my stories had already been published. Most had already been written, and they were sitting in the queue waiting to go there. And there's just been a hijacked narrative, and the narrative is somehow my stories have been discredited. There's not been a single factual correction to any of my stories, just the News or The Hill. There hasn't been. People, they can check and see themselves. Almost everything I reported was later confirmed during impeachment or by the Ron Johnson investigation. So much of what's going on here today is an effort to try to distract people from looking at what Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and his family did using Ukraine and China as piggy banks. And they're creating all of these boogeymen. Now, I don't know what the U.S. Attorney's looking at with Rudy Giuliani. I take him at his word that, he'll be fine. I know I didn't do anything wrong. I can tell you I didn't conspire with Rudy Giuliani to get rid of an ambassador, pursue Joe Biden or anything. I pursued the facts. And the predominant amount of my evidence came from people far removed from Rudy Giuliani, months before I actually reported it. And I think that there's just been an effort to create a smokescreen, because every time the media starts to focus on, well, maybe there is something here with Hunter Biden, right? The laptop is real. There's an attacks investigation. All of a sudden, they go back to these, collusion stories. I'm colluding with Rudy. Trump's colluding with Russia. It's just not true. And anyone who's worked with reporters or who has worked with me knows I talk to hundreds of sources before I write a story. And the idea that, Rudy just fed me something and I wrote it is just hysterically not in line with what I've done. And it's hysterically wrong with the evidence that sits in my notebooks and what my editors were aware of and what, what the public could easily looked at it. And so, we got to let this play out.
Mr. Solomon, I have to ask you, what was your reaction when this is Lydia Serrana again? This is John Solomon. He is an investigative journalist, veteran journalist who's also with The Hill. He was a former editor in chief at The Washington Times. And somehow, some way you got tied up in this Rudy Giuliani investigation by the feds. Yeah. What was your reaction to hearing Andrew Giuliani, Rudy's son, saying that they said, hey, those hard drives right there, they belong to Hunter Biden, and that the FBI allegedly said, oh, no, that's okay, we don't want them?
We know they have them, right? So I guess that's one of the things that might have been an easy answer for
them. But as a law enforcement person that I, my hobby, let's call it that way, I would say, well, let me take it. If it's only Hunter Biden's, we'll give it back to you.
Right.
Versus keeping it. Because maybe it had something else on it.
They had, let's take an exact identical scenario. They had the Christopher Steele dossier, right? They had it from Steele, but they were glad to take it from a Mother Jones reporter and from John McCain. So they had no problem collecting multiple copies of evidence for Donald Trump dirt. But when it came to Hunter Biden, they were glad to have just one. They didn't want any more. It was a hear no evil, see no evil moment, right? The FBI, every time you compare how the Trump administration was treated by Hunter Biden, you see a two-tiered system, factually.
John,
you see it time and again.
Ed Cox here. Yeah, you mentioned the Senator Johnson investigation. Now, there's an investigation that got deep sixth. I mean, the media didn't pick it up, but apparently that confirmed your stories, didn't it?
It did, in a significant way, and advanced them. And also, I've won several lawsuits since I left the Hill, FOIA lawsuits. And many of the things that were challenged in my reporting early on, saying, well, that's not true, even though you have a document, it just can't be true, have now been confirmed. Let's take a look at things we know are certain. These are in State Department documents. Marie Yovanovitch, the ambassador that's in question here, reported in her final days as ambassador, she believed Hunter Biden's company had made a bribe to get out of a criminal case in Ukraine while Hunter Biden was on the board. Not that Hunter Biden paid the bribe, but he's on the board with fiduciary responsibility. If Donald Trump's kids were on a board and that board or that company suddenly paid a bribe, don't you think there would be millions of people reporting that and it would be breaking news on CNN? Nobody paid attention to those documents, even though they're official government documents. We went back and found out that the ambassador Yovanovitch testified. She didn't really know anything about Hunter Biden during impeachment. She said this, except what I might have read in the newspaper and what I got in my briefing. We later documented in great detail. She took meetings with Hunter Biden or with Burisma's lawyers. She was lobbied. She reported a bribe and a concern about a bribe. She got a long letter,
Ms. Solomon,
from Hunter Biden's lawyers.
We got to take a break for 2 minutes.
Sure.
Please stay on. And we'll
I want to
right
ask
back.
Him a question before he. So think
so
about
think
this
about
question.
It?
I want you to. I want to ask this question. Do you think this would have happened to Rudy Giuliani had he not investigated Hunter Biden? We want your answer when we come back.
John Katz
Welcome back to the John Katzmatidis, Cats at Night Show. I'm Lydia Serrani here with John Katzmatidis, Ed Cox, and we have John Solomon, an investigative veteran journalist, on the line with us. And Mr. Solomon, I asked you before we went to break, do you think Rudy Giuliani would be under federal investigation, have all of his electronic devices seized, had he not investigated Hunter Biden and exposed all of those things that we all saw? Your answer.
You know, it's a great question. It's always hard for me to speculate because I try to stay in the realm of fact, and I do not yet know what launched the U.S. Attorney's Office. So listen, I'm going to give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what I don't know yet. What I do know is factually what happened in my life. Midway through my process of reporting the Hunter Biden stories, a very famous, well-known Democrat who seemed to like me and had been a source of mine for many years came to me and he texted me and said, John, please stand down on the Hunter Biden stories. You've done a good job. You're going to get injured if you keep going forward.
Wow.
And I wrote him back and said, listen, it's not my nature. I heard that after 9/11. Don't report that the FBI knew about these things. I didn't do it. And it's not my nature. 3 days later, or a few days later, I can't remember the exact number of days, the whistleblower report emerged trying to tie me into some conspiracy on Hunter Biden.
Is that when you left the Hill?
Well, I was at the Hill for several more months after that.
Yeah.
Then a few more months after that, as the impeachment trial was beginning, a famous Democratic lawyer from California tied directly to Adam Schiff. In fact, in an earlier life, had helped me get an interview with Adam Schiff, wrote me and said, John, fall on your sword, help the Democrats win this impeachment and save yourself. So I saw evidence of politics in all of these investigative matters are going on. There was blatant efforts to say to me, John, all you got to do is toe the Democratic line, back off Hunter Biden, and you'll be okay. It's not in my nature. My nature is to give people facts. And when I see a story, whether it's a Republican who did wrong or a Democrat who did wrong, I try to follow through. I saw those things. I don't know what Rudy experienced, and he'll have to answer for himself, but the things chill me, as does the fact that Adam Schiff just took people's phone records and just gave them to the public. Never called me to say, hey, am I reading your phone records right, which is a normal due process thing. Just released them as a publicity stunt. I guess we have to judge people by those actions. That's not the type of investigations that used to be done in Congress or in the Justice Department. We'll have to wait and see whether this is political and enemies list hit or something that, you know, we don't know about that's more substantive. I just don't know the answer.
It is incredible, John, that the Intelligence Committee was politicized the way it was under Schiff. I mean, that
100%.
What that committee was supposed to do and what he did with it was just a tragedy for Congress and for America.
Yeah, and listen, before, when he was the minority, remember, we have to hold him accountable for what he did. He said Nunes' account of Russia collusion was bogus. At the time he said that, we now know from the briefing documents the FBI was doing, his committee knew that wasn't true. Adam Schiff, even when he was in the minority, was spreading false realities, just like Christopher Steele and others. He's not been held to account. Instead, he got promoted from ranking member to chairman, and there's been no account. Why? Because many of the people he leaked to and provided information to and carried his storyline were as guilty as he in putting out a bad story. And the media has not reconciled itself with the fact that people like Adam Schiff gave them bogus stories. And meanwhile, they continue to give them credence, and they write new stories, and then they fall apart, just like the Russian bounties, Afghanistan fell apart a few weeks ago, right? We knew last year it was wrong, but the media held the line until Joe Biden's intelligence chief said, no, we don't have much confidence in that. Adam Schiff keeps selling us the same bad bill of goods, and yet he gets taken seriously. I don't know why. Americans have to ask the question, why?
That's because Pelosi backs him up, but Pelosi likes what they
have. I mean, it's really, really scary. You know, I did not know until last year or so, Ed, that it's okay for a congressman to lie to the American people on the floor of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
I was mind-boggled.
Congressional immunity. That's
congressional immunity. They can lie as much as they can, and nothing happens.
Yep. It's an amazing thing. It is. And you know, the problem is that the media has now become lockstep with these lies, and maybe to sell clicks, maybe to sell things, but when we go back through history, when history looks at this 10-year period from 2015 to 2025, they're going to see a news media that routinely created false reality, didn't get fair comment, didn't look at the evidence, predicted what they said. And, you know, the New York Times has maybe 8 or 10 things they have to retract. I'm glad they retracted the Caliphate podcast. That was one thing. But there are stories from the Russia collusion case that are still live today without correction that are emphatically wrong. Pete Strzok, the agent, even wrote, the New York Times is full of baloney. Look at these 9 errors. The New York Times and their editor-in-chief never retracted them. And I think that until the era of journalism gets honest with itself, this era of journalism stops picking sides and gets back to facts, we're going to have a lot more false realities foisted upon us.
Well, thank you so much, John Solomon, for telling the truth to the American people. And God bless you.
Thank you, John.
And may you live many years, and may we solve the problem and have the balance of power.
And tell us about your website again.
It's justthenews.com. We're a little over a year old now, doing very well, and very excited to be part of it. And love your show, and I'm really grateful to be brought on today.
Well, WABC Radio, our job is to tell the truth, and that's what we want to do. We're not left. We're not right. We just want to tell the truth.